Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick has been away from our program for a couple of days, but at work not far away, and he's brought back a report for us tomorrow. Alex?
It's going to be on the program tomorrow. Noah, I've been at a gathering of unusual people in the mountains a couple of hours east of Los Angeles here. Dozens of healers, shaman, elders from many parts of the world, most from old traditional cultures, but others from places with latte shops and traffic jams. Including, for instance, Richard Grossman from Santa Monica, California, who uses gourds and gongs to practice what he calls sound healing.
To be a healer is differentiated from being a doctor, because I'm both. The healer part, I think you have to know what real pain is. Then on the other end of that real pain comes understanding, and even deeper than understanding comes compassion.
I heard that word compassion a lot. I heard a lot about suffering. Here we are in a campground on a beautiful mountain. I guess I expect a feel-good experience here, but it seemed more serious than that.
The greatest healer is a wounded healer. If they are carrying that pain, they are being initiated by the ancestors. That's the way of becoming a greatest healer. So pain is not something strange. It has to be there.
That's a well-known healer from Zimbabwe in East Africa. His name is Mandasa. You'll hear more from him tomorrow and from other healers. And many of them share this experience of becoming healers through troubles of their own, which often include a lot of ridicule about their wonderful and mysterious abilities to heal. There's a British journalist I saw at the gathering, Noah, a man named Rupert Isaacson.
Now, at this point, I would hope that some listener skepticism is kicking in. I hope that there's some knee-jerk reaction going on, going, can't be true, can't be true. Because that's a natural and authentic reaction.
Can't be true, Alex, or not?
You know, it could be true. It might not be true. But there are people who believe it's true. And I think this gathering is a lot about the power of belief as well as the power of healing.
We'll find out from Alex with his story tomorrow on Day to Day.